Repentance. What is that? Have you heard a gospel preacher say, repent and believe the gospel? Why should we repent? What is repentance? And how can we repent? Let's look into it today. So why should we actually repent? You know, the Bible is full of this word repent or repentance and speaks about it quite a lot actually. But why do we need to repent? You see, all of us, we have turned away from God and we are in need to turn to God. The gospel can never be received unless there has been a true repentance in the heart of the receiver of the gospel. That is really, really crucial. When we look in Luke 24, Jesus commanded that the gospel should be preached and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations. So why is it important? Because we cannot enter the kingdom of God unless we repent at first. But what exactly is repentance? You know, the Bible describes repentance as turning around. You know, we are heading in the wrong direction without God, and we need to turn around to God. There's a Bible verse in Acts 3 and verse 19 I want to read to us. And in this verse, we can read that Peter is saying to a crowd of people in the midst of his gospel presentation. He says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. These two words, repent and be converted, they have the same implication, and I want to just take a moment briefly to speak about them. Repent, the Greek word there is metaneo, which means actually to turn around or to change the way that you think. Now, to be converted is what you turn to. So we need to change our way of thinking. We need to change our way of direction. But what you turn to is just as important. So we need to turn to God. He is the solution for our lives. He is the solution to our sins. It's not implied that repentance means that we need to change ourselves and behave ourselves and then come to God. No, we turn to God so that in order that we can be forgiven and that we can be changed. So how can you turn to God? You know, repentance is not about our feelings. It is not about crying or feeling remorse or feeling regret, even though that can be all a part of it, both the feelings and also feeling remorse and regret. But you know, repentance comes first with conviction, that God convicts us of our sin. For a non-believer who does not believe in Christ, it is the fact that they are without God, heading towards a place called hell without God, where they will have to suffer justice for the wrongs committed in awe of God. And so that person would need to repent from their sin and turn to God. For a Christian, you know, someone have said that the practice of the righteous is repentance. What is that? As a believer, as we walk with God, God is convicting us of thoughts or ways that we live our lives, do our lives, that is not according to his heart. So conviction is very, very important, and I'm very grateful for the conviction that God gives, because God always has something so much better for us. Now, when it comes to the second thing that is important when it comes to repentance, first you have conviction from God, and the second one is a choice of your own will to turn to God. It doesn't imply that we should fix our lives, but we are turning to the one who can fix the problem, fix our thoughts, fix our lives, fix our conduct. He is our Savior, not ourselves. So, first of all, turn to God by his conviction, and then choose to believe that God is the one who is going to do the restoration needed in the part of your life where you really truly need repentance. I hope this was helpful for you. God bless you so much.